Our guest, Victor Cheng, is known as America's small business coach, and he shows business owners how to survive even through economic downturns. And he has a point here. Is the Obama stimulus package working? It doesn't really matter because you can recession-proof your business. So let's give a big business show. Welcome to Victor Cheng. Victor, how are you?
Hey, guys. Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
So tell us.
Coach to small business.
Yeah, coach. We just call you coach?
Is that yeah, right? You can do whatever you want.
Here's the last company that that Victor was coaching. It didn't go so well. I want to just play a little tape from that one.
Yeah, let's huddle up here.
See, now, when a coach walks in and does that, you're going to,
going to shape up or ship out.
Oh, yeah.
Saying here.
That's exactly right. Nicely done, Victor.
Thank you.
Victor, tell us a little bit about why, and it sounds like we're on the same page here. Why it doesn't matter if the stimulus package is working, because you're saying that small business folks can actually recession-proof themselves against this.
Yeah, because the safe thing to do in this really uncertain time is to not give a damn. You know, we don't know if it's going to work. We don't know how long it's going to take for stimulus to work. We don't know what changes are in store for us. Everything about this particular recession is like unprecedented. So there's like no history to go on. So the best way to be safe about it is to position your business, to position your career for those of you who aren't in business, so that it doesn't matter because you can make money in an up market, down market. There's money to be made everywhere.
Well, here's the scary part is that people don't realize that you only have about 5 decennial cycles in your life that which to work and make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's it. I mean, there's, you know, if you really break it down, you're just playing ball, you know, from the age 20 to 30. You start really in your income capacity between 35 and 55. That's only 20 years.
And then you realize it's too late at 55, and you just start spending it like there's no tomorrow. I love this.
That's exactly right. Well, the point is, though, is that you're going to need, what I'm saying is you have to learn, you're going to need to learn to make money regardless of what the situation is around us. So you know, in my mind, to Obama-proofing my portfolio on this radio program came down to not investing in U.S. oil companies anymore, looking to somehow buy some getting some exposure to alternative energy stocks, and maybe take advantage of, whether you believe it or not, the green initiative, because there's ways to make money there, regardless if you believe it's actually happening or not. Is there some similarities when you're coaching a small business?
Absolutely. I mean, business is business. Now, you take it from the investing side, right? Yeah. So you're investing in companies that are positioned to do well, bad recession, good recession, whatever. And that's what makes a good stock. I come at more from the operational side,
right.
You know, talking to the business owner and certainly to the employees that work with that owner and figuring out how to be that kind of company that can profit in any kind of economy.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
We just got through talking to Becky Carroll last hour about crisis communication
mm-hmm.
for businesses in a problem. We just had Olivier Garay from Casey Research talk to us about the new GM and what they've done wrong. Are your principles apply to guys doing $1 million a year and as well as guys doing $10 billion a year?
It totally does, because it's the rules of the game of what it takes to be successful in this economy are the same. You know, whether you're a big company, small company, or just, you know, a guy on your own, it's all about three things. It's like following the money, and that's really important.
Well, then what does that mean specifically?
Yeah, sure. That means like the big challenge in this recession isn't that we've shrunk as an economy.
Right.
It's that people have changed their minds as to what they think is important to spend money on.
Okay? Right.
And that's the part that's the most challenging part. Right? So for the auto industry, consumers have decided that buying overpriced cars that they don't like to drive isn't a real high priority, right? So that's what's killing that industry. So to follow the money, you have to pay attention to what people are spending money on.
So so following the money is finding where people's pocketbooks are getting
mm-hmm.
opened at. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, so what's the second?
The
three?
The second big rule is to sell what people are willing to buy, right? And it seems
could GM have picked? They needed you in the beginning. I mean,
that's upside down on that one.
Yeah, they didn't even listen to their listeners or their customers. So
they don't. Yeah, that's their big problem. Is they're slow to listen and then even slower to respond. And I mean, they knew about this problem, 20 years ago, and their stories are from 87 of people leaving GM. Executives leaving GM because they just didn't feel like they were going to make it, and maybe they were a little early, but the problems were there then. They haven't been fixed.
Well, so in the early days, too, it was like, oh, those cheap Asian cars, and they're always poo-pooing the competition.
Yeah, guess what? And you know, the Japanese make the most, you know, if you look at it historically, they make the most reliable car in the market, Consumer Reports, over and over again. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, and I don't want to just make this about cars today, but let's face it, you know, we own 65% of GM. It just came out of bankruptcy last week. And I didn't see, as I mentioned last hour, Nissan asking for a bailout, Mercedes-Benz asking for a bailout, Toyota asking for a bailout, or even Subaru.
Isn't that funny?
No, well, yeah, they didn't make crappy cars either. Our guest today, Victor Cheng, America's small business coach. We'll be back with them in just a second here. And I want to direct you to your website. Where can people find out about you, Victor?
Sure, actually, you can learn more about me by going to my. I got a bailout going on too. It seems to be the fashionable thing to do these days. Okay. So my website is bailoutusa.com.
All right, we'll talk about that. We get back from the break and figure it out. Russ and Sully, Big Biz Show, 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. Yeah, that's right, man. I liked it when I didn't have to worry about what the government was doing, when it had to do with my business, my portfolio.
Oh.
It was called a free market economy at
this
that point.
This is change you can believe in.
And most of it loose and spare. Russ and Sully, Big Biz Show, 866-606-TALK, bigbizshow.com. Don't go anywhere.
The Big Biz Show has your financial package right here. And right here, ow, it's Russ and Sully.
Wait, Tyler Stalnet and the recession airs.
Beat it.
You know, I get more reaction from having Tyler play live music in our studio here. Good stuff, man. All right, Russ and Sully, Big Biz Show. Our guest, Victor Cheng. So here's a straight question. So I realize you don't care if either way, if the stimulus package works or not.
Oh,
well, what's your? Do you think it's working? Because I'd like to know. I think, you know, talk about following the trail of money, Victor. You know, we there's no way we can follow the trail of money on this stimulus package so far because they keep on changing it, right?
Oh my God. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think so too. So at the end of the day, you know. Whatever. At the end of the day, recession proofing our business. You mentioned also career too. Now,
yeah.
So tell me how you recession proof your career.
Start applying at government agencies right away.
Maybe. Here's the whole rule behind the whole idea behind recession proofing your life, right? You want to start thinking like the people who have the money. So if you're a business owner, you start thinking like the customers and how they've changed. If you're someone who's an employee working for a business, you start thinking like the business owners, who in turn are thinking about their customers, right? So you're trying to follow the exact same rules those business owners are following and apply it to your career. So are you following the companies with the money? You know, are you offering your talents and labors? Are those talents and labors the kind of talent and labor that companies are interested in buying right now? And if not, you got to change. So the same rules apply to both sides.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the playing field is not going to be level, Victor. At least for now. And even listen, regardless of whatever administration whatever side of the fence that you're on politically, it doesn't really matter because you got to deal with it one way or the other. And at the end of the day, on your website, you know, you talk about the Obama small business bailout and what it means to small businesses. You know, 5 years from now, are we still going to be talking about this, or are the rules changed again? I mean, you've got experience as a small business consultant. I mean, is this something that you're going to have to change your own rules as you move down the road?
I think the golden rule is you adapt or you risk dying, right? And today, there's certainly certain adaptations you need to make, and I am certain within 10 years, you got to change again. Nothing stays the same in this role. Nothing.
The frightening part here, though, too, is that we don't have a free market economy.
Well, once you get in the game, you're kind of hoping they keep the rules the same until you get out of the game.
Well, yeah. not to bring GM up.
I wish.
Yeah, and not to bring GM up again, but that's exactly what happened. Is when I went to short GM stock, the next day they got bailed out, and the stock went up.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the finger, that's when I give the finger to the government. That's when the government has their finger on the scale of business, which I don't like. So in any case, listen, Victor, we want to have you back on because I think you have a lot of good stuff to say. America's Small Business Coach. He's an expert at showing business owners how to survive even during an economic downturn. His website is victorcheng.com. That's C-H-E-N-G. And what's the bailout one again?
Yeah, it's bailoutusa.com. That's where people can get a free copy of my book.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Victor. Appreciate your time here.
Thanks, guys.
He's another smart guy.
Small business consultant means if you have a small business, he's not little.
No, he's not a small small business.
Small business, yeah, that's what
he's
I.
He's not small. All right, very good. That does it for us. Tomorrow.